The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Weeks on from Storm Eowyn and the damage and havoc caused by that storm still causing major disruptions around the country, although virtually all homes have had their power restored. Just a few hundred now may be without power. But one group of farmers is calling for the ESB to allow farmers form local tree cutting groups to remove broken branches and weakened trees near electricity lines. For more on this, I'm joined by Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamy Milk Suppliers Association. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, in your own area, you've probably done a reasonable survey of the damage and how it was caused. So, in terms of all the outages, how many of them were caused by these trees coming down unexpectedly?
Well, thankfully, Pat, I'm living in the southeast, so we didn't take the brunt of the storm on like the west and the northwest. So, they were like, but in fairness, most of the outages that were caused in my area were caused by trees falling on lines and also dodgy poles that were blown over and taken out by the, with the high winds as well. And ash dieback is a huge issue all over the country at the moment, especially in where I am in Kilkenny. An awful lot of ash trees along by the sides of roads where power lines are, and it's actually frightening how brittle those trees have become in such a short space of time since they've been affected by ash dieback. They're gone actually to powder at the base. It's really horrific how bad they've become so quickly.
Now, the ESB, I mean, there have been calls for an inventory of every pole in the country, and that would be a monumental task, even though I suppose the different ESB districts would probably have to embark on those tasks separately and then pool their collective knowledge.
Well, look, I think everybody realises it's very unrealistic to expect the ESB to be able to monitor the condition of all the poles, all the lines, and the vegetation growing up under them or around them from Mallinhead to Mizzenhead. Like, so this is where, like, this is an unprecedented outage. And this is where I suppose our idea has come that, look, we, as farmers who are out in the fields every day and, you know, travelling up and down the boreens of Ireland every day, the minimum we could be is the eyes and ears for the ESB and possibly boots on the ground for the ESB. We don't have any definitive plan here. We're just saying that there has to be a better way. We need to get to a scenario that we're preventing the damage that's been done by overhanging vegetation and vegetation growing up under lines and causing these problems. So if we can get the solution by just preventative measures rather than dealing with a crisis when it happens like this.
Now, obviously, there are ways in which you simply report to the ESB on my land or down my maybe minor road, there are trees which have now, you know, begun to flourish and grow into power lines where they didn't grow before. I mean, this is one of the problems that, you know, nature is nature and things keep growing. So what wasn't a hazard last year may become a hazard this year.
Absolutely. And that's where we can be the eyes and ears and monitoring. And even there's certain parts of the country where forestry has been planted to those power lines. And, you know, when it was being planted maybe 20 or 30 years ago, it didn't seem as if it was going to cause a problem. But in a huge waft of the country, there's this forestry, power lines going through forestry, and it's a monumental task now to try and clean that up and get the power lines back up and running. So this is what we're saying. Like, we're not tree surgeons, we're not electricians, but we have a certain amount of equipment that's suitable on farms. And, you know, if we can get to a stage that we've a solid issue of the dodgy poles that are rotten, the ash dieback trees that are overhanging lines, and then get into a maintenance phase where farmers are in conjunction with the ESB, are used to maintain the vegetation underneath power lines and around poles, and maybe in a position to get training as regards checking poles all over the place, especially going across through land, and being able to report those poles to the ESB in a kind of formalised manner.
Yeah, I mean, reporting stuff that you perceive to be a hazard is one thing, and then you expect the ESB, who would maybe subcontract tree cutters, or maybe they have their own teams, who'd come out and address it. But there is so much to be done. You'd imagine that allowing groups like your own suggestion to actually get going with the tree trimming and removal and so on would be a better way. However, I'm just thinking, you know, as you say, you're not electricians. You don't have the skills maybe of proper tree cutters who, you know, it's a dangerous occupation. The boughs of trees are very heavy. So farmers, although they may do it routinely on their own farms when a tree is blown down, they simply don't have the expertise to do it safely.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it may be an analysis that needs to be carried out. There's certain parts of the work that could be done by farmers on their own land, and a certain amount that will have to be done by tree surgeons. So, you know, it's a matter of, look, we, as I said, we don't have a perfect solution to this, but we think it's certainly worth exploring. Is there a better way than what's happening at the moment, that we let these trees and vegetation grow up and then we wait for a big, huge storm to come? And it's looking like these storms are going to be far more frequent. So rather than having a mess to clean up, can we do preventative measures and you know, avoid a crisis that we have here for the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Now, the question of insurance might come into play, because these are live power lines, and if you're trying to do preventative maintenance, it might bring a farmer in closer proximity to a power line than would be as advisable.
Well, what we're saying is, like, long-term, where we need to get to is that the farmer who owns the land or a neighbouring farmer can take on the work of keeping a hedge, which is several metres below the power lines, rather than waiting for the vegetation to grow up and be overhanging the power lines. If the vegetation can be kept trimmed every year, every second year, that it doesn't go beyond, we'll say, 2 or 3 metres, and it's well away from the power lines, that's the long-term goal, I suppose, of this idea.
Yeah, and it sounds on the face of it like a very good idea. I'll read you some of the texts that are coming in, Dennis. Ivy is a major problem with trees over the last 10-plus years. Ivy catches more wind and flexes the trees more, causing them to break. If the ivy was cut at the base of the tree, it would help solve the problem of falling trees over time. And it's certainly true that a tree fell into our garden, which was laden down by ivy, and it wasn't our tree. There was nothing we could do about it, but it came down because of the weight of the ivy.
Absolutely, but I mean, if a tree of that stature is hanging over a line, it needs to be taken down, because it is eventually going to fall at some point in time. It will get disease, or will, you know, get to the end of its life, and will end up in a position that it will fall. So we need to get to a situation that we don't have big trees overhanging power lines, and whether that's re-roofing the power line or cutting down the tree, that's an expert decision. That's not mine, but we need to get to the stage that we don't have trees and things like that overhanging power lines. That they're inevitable that they're going to fall at some point.
Yeah. Another text says, let's staff the ESB appropriately. Don't rely on farmers to be the eyes and ears. Some will be responsible, but some will have a free-for-all in timber.
Well, look, we're in the middle of carrying out a survey with our members at the moment now, and it's only up and running since Saturday, but so far over 90% of farmers said they were willing to get involved in some formal arrangement with ESB or telecoms, to make sure that we have broadband and electricity in all the rural areas of Ireland. Mm.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I mentioned this last week, they see what looks like, it used to be called a telegraph pole years ago, and they think it might be a ESB, but more likely such poles running across fields and so on are broadband. There's fibre optic in those cables.
Yeah, well, the majority of telecom lines, I suppose, stay along by the road, so that would be you know, I think anybody who's living in rural Ireland has a fair idea of where their ESB line is coming from and where their telecom is coming from. But, you know, we're in a similar position with broadband. We've had an old national broadband plan that has brought broadband and transformed an awful lot of rural Ireland at the moment. It's not fully finished and nowhere near finished, but it's making huge improvements for people's lives in rural Ireland. But those lines are also in a hazardous condition at the moment, and I say a lot of those are going to be brought down in the next storm or two as well. So, I mean, this is not limited to ESB outages. It's not limited. You know, we have options there with snow plows being provided for farmers to keep roads cleared, and we also have the opportunity with broadband that we can keep, you know, underneath the poles and underneath these lines cleared, that we can keep
I'll read you some more of the comments. Trees growing up in hedgerows beside and opposite houses are a problem. Hedgerows are not managed as they should be. Huge trees in small gardens, also a problem. But another one says, oh, for goodness sake, we're in a climate catastrophe. The Irish solution to a problem, fell the trees. One can manage these trees. These carbon pillars are needed. We are a dreadful species. Hedges already continually butchered. That's from Dee in Kerry. And it's true, the management of hedgerows has been appalling. Sometimes they actually butcher them during the nesting season and all of that, instead of doing what is required in the off-season.
Well, I think, look at the National Parks and Wildlife, and there's regulations too that are being widely enforced as regards anybody going near hedges in the bird nesting season. But what we're saying here is, it's not about cutting down every tree, it's cutting down the appropriate trees that may cause a problem in future storms. Like, it's lovely to say we leave every tree standing, and that would be wonderful. Or maybe we can even get to a position that if a tree has to be taken down, there's one planted somewhere else. I mean, as I said, we're open to all ideas here as regards. It's not that every hedge has to be cut into shape, but the ones that are going to cause problems in storms in the future, they're the ones that are probably in the wrong place, and maybe they need to be taken care of to prevent the catastrophe that we had for the last 2 weeks. And maybe that listener has a very good idea that maybe we should plant trees elsewhere to replace those ones.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of questions here. Are farmers not obliged to keep the power lines free from damage caused by growth on their own land? Is that
no,
the case?
There's no obligation on farmers to cut hedges in any shape or form. This is what we're saying, not talking about cutting all hedges. We're just talking about having some sort of a maintenance program that farmers would look after the hedges underneath the power lines and keep the power flowing, or the broadband, or whatever is necessary. Yeah.
Another one, unsafe trees. Who has the responsibility of trees along roads, in gardens and in fields? Many of the trees hit by the wind should have been made safe. And, I mean, if it's in your garden, you may have the opportunity or the responsibility to involve yourself in crown reduction to stop the canopy of the tree becoming a sail in the strong winds and therefore rendering itself unsafe.
Well, this is what we're saying. Like, we're not in a good position at the moment as regards trees over power lines or trees in gardens. But the best time to start this was probably 10 years ago. The second best time to start a program like this is today, and get into a situation that we get involved in maintenance of all the vegetation that's around the power lines, underneath them, growing up over them, and get into a situation that, as we correct the problems that we have, that we've a maintenance program that avoids these happening again in the future.
Yeah. And the thing about, we were talking to Alex Lansinger from the Powerscourt Estate the other day, and he's talking about, the business of maintaining trees, as I mentioned, reducing the canopy perhaps so that it doesn't become a sail in the wind, and therefore you can ensure the tree's survival in the strong winds. Because many of the trees which were affected by Storm Éowyn that didn't come down have had their root system weakened because of those high winds. And if we have another storm, we could be in big trouble again.
Well, this is a problem, but I mean, I think any tree that's growing near a power line that's a vital, life source, we'll say, for rural Ireland, if it's under a power line or beside a pole, it's in an appropriate position, and maybe we need to look at taking those trees out, and, the option would be there to replant an alternative tree somewhere else that's not going to cause a problem in the future.
In France, the householder...
We need a sensible approach here.
Yeah. In France, the householder has to keep the growth of trees and bushes in check under power lines. If you don't do so, then the EDF have to cut them down. You'll have to clear away everything yourself that they cut down, which in the end will cost you. That's from Deirdre. Anyway, it's an interesting topic. We have so many comments still coming in on it. But Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.